This camp for displaced people in northern Cameroon houses tens of thousands of refugees. Many of them come from the Central African Republic. Now, 300 people are being repatriated, hoping to pick up where they left off or hoping to start over.
It's been 8 years since I fled the conflict to Cameroon. I came with my husband and grandmother. I'm not afraid to go back because my neighbor, who was here with me, has already left. She helps me a lot. I just want to go back.
Gado Camp was set up in 2014 to accommodate 10,000 Central Africans fleeing fighting between the government and Seleka rebels. As the conflict intensified, it's grown and now hosts more than 10 times that number. Funding shortfalls, as well as limited humanitarian assistance and access to basic services, has led to deteriorating conditions in the camp.
When we first arrived, I was happy in Cameroon, but things got bad because of the hospital and lack of food. To eat, you're jostled by other people from left to right, and that's what's pushing me to go home.
Hundreds of people have been repatriated since the UN-backed process began in 2019. However, the organization says the decision is ultimately up to the refugees themselves.
Repatriation is done on a voluntary basis. It is the first of all elements that must be taken into consideration. And we, UNHCR, give refugees the mapping of safe areas in CAR, and it is the refugees who opt for return. We do not promote repatriation, we facilitate. That is to say, the refugee is aware of the decision and we help him to return to his country.
The conflict in the Central African Republic is not over and the humanitarian situation is dire. The World Food Programme estimates more than half of the population of 5 million people don't know where their next meal will come from. And while many of these refugees say all they remember of the villages they left behind is death and devastation, they'd rather rebuild what's been destroyed in their home country rather than live in limbo elsewhere. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera.